Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about a subject that's been in the news a lot lately, and that's torture. And last week I heard a very disturbing statistic on the radio, and that statistic basically said that people who go to church are 10% more likely to think that our government using torture is acceptable. Now, let me read for you the Eighth Amendment from the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. The Eighth Amendment reads, "Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted." So right there in the United States Bill of Rights, it clearly states that cruel and unusual punishments will not be inflicted by our government. Now, it doesn't even state who the punishments are being inflicted upon. It just says cruel and unusual punishments shall not be inflicted. Now, all throughout history, governments have used cruel and unusual punishments, torture methods. And our founding fathers put this amendment in the Constitution in order to protect us from a government that would use torture on anyone. So that right there should be enough to show us that torture is not acceptable, the Eighth Amendment. But not only that, our government has also signed all kinds of treaties and pacts declaring that we will not use torture. I mean, Nazi Germany tortured people. Stalinist Russia tortured people. Imperial Japan tortured people. And now are we, as the United States of America, going to say that it is okay to torture our enemies? What is this country coming to when Christians and Americans can actually say that torturing people is sometimes acceptable, and we'll actually leave it up to our government to decide when that is? I mean, all throughout history, governments have used terror, and they've used torture and things of that nature to scare people and to intimidate people into giving up their rights, and it's always in the name of safety. In revolutionary France, it was the Committee of Public Safety that instituted the Reign of Terror. That was the name of the executive branch in France during the Reign of Terror, the Committee of Public Safety. The Stasi in Nazi Germany, Staatssicherung, the state safety is what that means. Let me give you an example from the Bible about David, and this is from 1 Samuel chapter 30. This is when David had come across an enemy combatant, and he needs to get some information from him. And this is what he says in verse number 15 of 1 Samuel 30. "And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread upon all the earth," and on the story goes. And so here, when David came across this enemy combatant, he didn't torture him to get the information he wanted. He offered him immunity. He said, "We will not harm you. We will allow you to defect to our side. We're not going to turn you over to your masters that will punish you if you tell us what you know." No torture was used. Now, you will find in Hebrews chapter 11, Christians being tortured by wicked people. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And so, torture is not something that God ever tells us to do in the entire Bible. He never told the children of Israel to use torture. No righteous person in the Bible ever tortured anyone. And so we as Christians should stand against torture and should tell our government that it is not acceptable for them to be torturing anyone. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.